economic milestone of sorts and a bit of public relations history will take place this Wednesday in Washington. The chairman of the Federal Reserve will be making what could almost be described as a campaign stop, an official news conference, beginning a whole series of news conferences for Ben Bernanke to coincide with the Fed's release of its regular monetary policy statement. So we asked Christina Romer, former chairwoman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors and currently professor of economics at the University of California, Berkeley, to give us a preview. She said following an historic economic downturn and in the middle of a very tentative recovery, Bernanke has a real chance to show the Fed's power to set economic policy and to reassure jittery markets.
So, I mean, I do think he has a real opportunity with this series of press conferences that will be starting. I think it is part of his overall strategy, I think, from the time he's come to the Fed, of trying to bring more transparency and, you know, more clarity at what the Fed is thinking and why they're doing what they're doing. So I think it does, you know, certainly fit into his view of how he'd like to move the Fed. You know, it's going to, obviously, a question will be, you know, how well he does it and how well he connects with the American people. I think we're just going to have to wait and see. He's a gifted teacher, so I think there's a lot of hope that he could really bring some clarity.
You know, during the Greenspan era, there seemed to be this sort of unity of purpose in the White House and the Fed in that the prosperity seemed unstoppable. And while there might have been concerns about bubbles and these sorts of things, you know, there didn't seem to be a policy tension so much between the Fed and the White House. That seems to be very, very different today. And what is Bernanke's role versus President Obama's role in being a kind of reassurer in chief about the future of the economy?
A policy tension, I would say, for, you know, certainly the entire economic crisis. I think of Bernanke as being an incredibly important voice for taking actions to try to save the economy and heal the economy. And so I think in that way, there's a lot of unity of purpose, as you described it, between the White House and the Federal Reserve. In terms of reassurer-in-chief, I mean, I think, you know, the important thing is what the truth is, not just what people are telling, you know, not trying to sugarcoat things. And I think both of them have, in fact, tried to be honest with the American people. And the honest answer has been the economy has been through a terrible situation, and we still have a fair ways to go before it's anywhere close to back to normal. So I don't want to hear reassurance. I want to hear that they're going to do something to try to heal this economy.
Although neither Obama nor Bernanke can say, as a CBS New York Times poll suggests, that 80% of Americans say the economy is doing fairly or really badly. 70% of Americans say the country's on the wrong track. Neither can go, you know, you're right, folks.
That's true. And I think, you know, the facts in many ways are on Chairman Bernanke and President Obama's side, in the sense that the economy is growing. It's not getting worse. I think what that poll, though, is showing is, you know, the degree to which the American people are concerned or fed up with the fact that though we are recovering, it's a very slow, tepid recovery, and it's not one that is bringing the unemployment rate down nearly as quickly as it needs to be. And so if we don't get this unemployment rate down, you know, eventually it's going to stick. We're going to have such discouraged workers, people who've lost so many skills, they may have a higher unemployment rate, you know, forever after. And that would be a true disaster.
Well, if you look at the S&P kind of concerns about the U.S. debt rating, and if you look at, you know, the nervousness in the markets about where Washington is headed here, you know, you certainly have a reputation as someone who really pushed for much larger stimulus, that whatever we do now, it better be big. You could also say on the Republican side that Congressman Ryan says if we're going to reduce this deficit, we've got to do something big to have an impact. It seems as though the political institutions are just not equipped to do anything big, that whatever we get out of this is going to be incremental, and that's a prescription for failure.
There is something something, I think, about our political institutions that do tend to push us in a more moderate direction. And for much of our history, that served us well. But I do agree that extraordinary times call for extraordinary actions. You know, on the deficit, I think there's now at least enough conversation and enough sense of shared purpose that we do need to do something serious, that I actually am somewhat hopeful that the two sides, as far apart as they seem now, will be able to come together. I keep coming back to the report of the President's Bipartisan Fiscal Commission, because there's a document that got a majority of the members, both Republican and Democrats, and it is, you know, it is a framework you could see actually happening, and it's certainly bold, but you've got a group of six senators in the Senate, you know, trying to say, let's put together a package that looks pretty much like that and see if we could get both sides to agree on it. So I think there is hope for something bold. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of leadership to actually get it through.
But finally, before we go, maybe there's a third way, in the sense that I'm wondering if you and your students out there at Berkeley are secretly wishing that actually Bernanke, who's politically secure, whose term is you know, he's going to be with us for a while, here's the one guy who could stand up and say, this is how it's going to be, folks. I'm in control. Almost doing Al Haig here on the economy. What do you think? Wouldn't that be good?
Ben Bernanke is a very talented man. He controls monetary policy, or, you know, he's one of the key people that control monetary policy. But Chairman Bernanke doesn't control fiscal policy. He can use his bully pulpit, and to the degree he has, he's been talking about how important it is to get the deficit down. But there is just no alternative to the President and Congress slogging it out. That's where the decisions have to be made, and those are the names that ultimately have to vote for it and sign it.
But maybe more bully than pulpit on Wednesday, huh?
Well, let's hear what he says.
All right. Christina Romer, thanks so much. Professor of Economics at the University of California, Berkeley, former chairwoman of President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.